This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
No shit, all Sherlock. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Refai.
Throwback.
I'm Adol Refai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
Oh man,
all and shit. Jeff.
Jeff, would you like to say something?
Jeff has been quiet for all 18 episodes.
I feel like Jeff doesn't. Hey guys. I feel like what's Jeff up? Doesn't carry
Does
his
Jeff not
fucking
want to do the
weight
show?
In the show.
Jeff's on all the emails.
Yeah.
Jeff responds, oh, I'm so into it. I'm so
yeah,
into it.
Yeah, I love the show. I'm so proud to be a part of the show. Yeah,
I feel like Jeff gets all the Twitter love.
Yeah. It's insane. I guess we'll go ahead and say it, guys. Jeff Garland's here.
In preparation for Christmas, it's Jeff Garland.
Jeff
is that
Garland.
What you said?
Did I said Jeff Garland.
Okay, you got it right.
Yeah, Garland George Green. Carlin? George Carlin.
Welcome, everyone. How's everybody doing?
So are you talking to us or Jeff Garland?
I'm talking to the audience.
Yeah, so how's everybody doing, audience? If you tweet at us, if you're doing great, if you're doing with the hashtag, I'm doing pretty good.
I'm doing pretty good. And with that, I want a photo of where you're listening to the show. Mm-hmm. So this week, your assignment, dear listeners.
Oh, I forgot. This is another segment of Aaron's homework.
Yeah, Aaron's homework. Because I'm
now it's time for Aaron's homework.
I'm fun, but we're also going to learn.
Yes.
Okay?
I want you Miss Frizzle.
Oh, that's a huge compliment.
Yeah.
I love Miss Frizzle.
I was so attracted to Miss Frizzle.
She was a cartoon?
And I'm a lot like her?
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Interesting. Take a picture of where
it'll last longer.
Yes.
Yes, we finally
two
got her to say
two funny boys in one room? Isn't God. That
yes,
too
Ms.
many
Key.
Funny
would
boys
be your,
for a room?
Your, worst nightmare.
So
honestly,
take a picture.
I was a total nightmare
Unless you're
as
driving.
A children.
Really?
In class?
Yeah. All right. Okay, can I guess your vibe?
Yeah.
Class clown who was really just not, no one was laughing. Everyone was just
now
like,
can I guess
oh.
your weight?
Yes.
167.
Oh, what's a pie weigh? You were correct. I was a class clown, but I also had a knack for like, if a teacher would be like, all right, why don't you, if you know it so well, if you're talking, why don't you explain it to the class? And I would be like, okay, well, this is the thing that you were talking about. And then I'd whisper to the teacher, never call me out because you don't know what you're getting into.
And were you still seated when you whispered?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
You're like 15 feet away?
Yeah. I would lean back, put my hands behind my head and say, never call me out.
And if it's
what
a sub,
you
put a
thinking?
Knack on her chair.
I remember I did that to a math teacher. And to be honest, I had already flunked this math class. So this was my second time taking it. This is in high school. And I was cracking wise. I was telling one of my classic jokes, a real funny ha-ha. And she asked me if I would like to come up to the board and solve the problem. I was like, I'd love to come up to the board and solve the problem. And I came up to the board and solved the problem. And as I was walking back to my desk, I went to her desk and said, what were you thinking?
So you were the worst.
Yeah, real piece of shit. No teacher should ever mess with me, and they most of them learned their lessons, and that became my friends became my competition.
What was your high school mascot?
We were the Fighting Irish.
Oh,
were
mine you? Is so yeah. funny. Go ahead.
What were you? Let's guess what Aaron was like in high school. I bet you were like really like everybody loved you, but you weren't like. I bet you were athletic in sports, but you weren't like super popular. Like, you weren't, like, a trend center, but everybody just loved you.
No.
Effortlessly charming.
No.
Drug addict.
Yes.
Track marks.
You smoke a lot of weed in high school?
No.
Damn it.
Track
never.
Marks?
Oh,
track
maybe
marks
once.
And track star.
What Stephen was Shifley, I'm looking at you. You made me smoke weed in high school.
You mean Beepy Beeply?
Wait, no, Stephen Shifley made me smoke weed in high school.
He's the one who said, stop eating lunch off my back. No way.
Wait, weed made me smoke Stephen Shifley.
I did not care for kid? Weed. What?
Drama
I was a drama kid.
Nice. Were you popular?
No. I don't think hated me. I think for a while I was one of those preemptive bullies. I was like a little sarcastic and biting and bored.
Did women want to be you and did men want to be with you?
No. No one would kiss me. No one would kiss me.
You've talked many times on the show how you weren't kissed until...
No, people kiss me. What, am I a loser? No. I think I was like 13 or 14 when I had my first kiss.
Nice.
But it was like lots of time in between kisses.
In between your first kiss?
Yeah, just...
It was one peck, one very slow withdrawal, and then one very slow move forward, and then another peck.
I was going to say, I want to know what your high school mascot was. Mine is ridiculous.
We were the Boilermakers, like Purdue. Big buff, just like Purdue. So it was a big buff orange dude with a K in the middle of his chest, because it was Kewaunee High School, and he has like a sledgehammer, and it was the Boilermakers. So our color, the best part about high school was our colors were orange and black. Like Halloween, so that was always kind of fun. Or like a tiger, I guess.
Oh, cool.
But mostly Halloween. I want to buy it.
So, but we both had high school mascots that were college mascots.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of high schools go to. Yeah. It's like, let's just, what are they going to do? Right? What was yours, Aaron?
I'm from a seaside town called Hingham.
Scallops.
Scallops.
No, it's that in the vein of that, though. We were the Harbormen.
Ooh. The Harbormen.
Like, and so it was just like a guy in a yellow raincoat.
Catch us a fish, you're the Harbormen.
Yeah.
Wait.
And so our games would be like, now the Harbormen versus the Sailors. Or like the Harbormen versus the Lobsters. It's like all
nautically
nautical.
Tinged mascots.
Yeah.
But Harbormen, was that like female athletes were Harbormen as well?
Yeah, we are all the Harbormen.
So and that's like, also the local rich family, right? The Habermans?
The Habermans. had things we'd be like, H-I-N-G, H-A-M, we're the Hingham Harbormen. Oh, yeah, gonna win this game tonight. Oh, yeah, gonna win it in the fight. Oh, yeah, gonna
That's
win
outstanding.
It
in
the fight. Our theme, our like, you know, high school fight song was Shaggy's It Wasn't Me.
And mine was, My Body Lies Over the Ocean.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to guess what I was like in high school?
You weren't
angry.
Yet.
Yeah.
You were still a figurine, and that witch hadn't put a curse on you.
Exactly.
Yet.
I was.
Yeah,
wooden.
You were a little boy's puppet.
Yeah.
What were you like in high school, Adel?
By the time you read this, I will be long gone. So when I was a freshman, I was somewhat popular, but I also lived in my sister's shadow because my sister was very popular.
Okay.
But by the time I was junior, senior, I was student council president.
Nice.
Did like Key Club and stuff. And I also did like speech and debate, but I also was a football player. I did track and all the sports and everything, but then I also did theater and all the school plays and everything. Yeah. So
trying to say he was well-rounded.
I was well-rounded. So everyone liked me. Like I, you know... made the rounds at the lunch table.
You guys wanted to be you, girls wanted to be with you.
That's what I'm saying.
I was class president too, and whenever I talked to whenever
class
I talk,
president or student council president. I was student council president.
Not student council.
Which means I could leave class. I could walk into a classroom and pull anybody out of any class and just hang out with them. The power.
That's a government position. I was elected by the people. But when I tell people that I was class president, they're like, "Oh, you're class president?" I was like, "Yeah, it's like a popularity contest that I won."
My boyfriend was prom king, and it's the worst.
Wow.
Why was that the worst?
I just like, I'm like, how am I? I don't know.
You're
recently
dating
went,
the frickin' prom king?
I recently went to his house and he like put on the sash and I was like,
I think I've seen enough.
I think this picture is getting clearer and clearer. He was also in a frat in college. We're not compatible. Read the riddle.
And that boyfriend's name?
Beep, beep, JPC.
Yeah, Aaron's she's in her beep, tiny beep, car. JPC yeah. Because she thinks when I back up, I'm a big truck. I'm a big dump truck of a guy.
Dumps like truck.
They used to call me dump truck.
Did they?
No.
No.
No one said that.
So let's go ahead and get into some warm-up rounds. Let's just do one warm-up round, but many riddles. Bless you.
You.
JPC just dabbed when he sneezed. I've never seen that.
I do dab
He
when
sneezed into his armpit.
That's a good one.
Okay, here we go. I always come down and never go up.
Periscope.
I always come down and never go
Periscope.
Up.
Periscope. Submarine. God. Dog. Can you know God spelled backwards is dog? Mm-hmm. Look it up.
That's why that play, that there's a
waiting
play
for
called,
Doggo?
Yep.
Oh, Waiting for Godot with Dogs, and it's called Waiting for Doggo. What is this podcast?
Terrible?
I feel like I've heard this one before.
What goes down?
From us?
No.
Oh, no.
What goes down but never comes up? Yeah, okay. So, like, I do want to do one sex joke. I don't know. Is it a blowjob?
You want to know the answer?
Yes. What goes down but never comes up?
Oh, that rain.
Mother. Oh. Well, they're obviously not familiar with the cycle.
1, 2, 3. What's your favorite thing about rain?
It's what?
1, 2, 3.
Drops.
Okay.
Jupiter.
What? What's your favorite thing about rain?
The smell.
Okay.
Getting
caught
in it.
Oh, do you like the smell?
I like the smell of a campfire. That's my favorite.
That's not rain. You understand the difference, right?
The best thing to me, but rain puts out campfire, so it's my sworn enemy.
My favorite smell is Fierce by Abercrombie & Fitch.
Is Fierce?
The name of the Abercrombie & Fitch cologne. I wish this was a bit. I've always loved the smell of. I hate, I mean, I don't know. Abercrombie.
I like girls to wear Abercrombie & Fitch.
Oh, no,
I just remember
not this
as a kid
song.
Loving that smell.
What song?
I like. What, do you associate it with a certain person or?
No, I think I just would like, there's something about that smell.
GPC, you wear Fierce.
I was like, this is what sexy smells like.
I mean, cologne, like every part of that gets you when you're, you know, a kid because it's like, cologne is sexy. And you're like, I'll listen to anything that's sexy.
Ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one's going to be super fast. You have to, as soon as I'm done, just like what she said, 1, 2, 3, what do you like about rain? You have to answer as soon as possible.
So you're going to ask us to just jump.
First, think of the color of clouds. Next, think of the color of snow. Now think of the color of a bright, full moon. Now answer, 1, 2, 3, what do cows drink?
Milk.
Water.
Aaron, my friend.
Cows do not drink milk. That's what you want me to say because it's white, right?
But also, cows do drink milk.
What?
Yeah.
Baby cows.
Baby cows.
I don't know. Let's move on.
Yo!
MTV. I
mean, bingo, bango, hot tata.
People should not drink milk. People shouldn't drink cow milk. That's what baby cows drink. People should drink people milk. Please drink my milk.
Baby cow blood.
Yes. There are
to keep your youth.
There are some cultures that drink the blood of the cow. Mix the cow with the milk. Drink the blood of the cow.
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. She drank the blood of a baby cow.
Why did this crazy woman eat a cow?
Which word in the dictionary is always spelled incorrectly?
Incorrectly.
Come on.
Ooh.
Come on.
Ooh, wap.
Come on. Dati
and hoot tat tat. And we're here. Ooh, and we're there. Wap, and who wee, are you? Wap. And what is this? And who are you?
I think that's it. We're done with warm-up riddles, actually. We fucking played your game, my man.
All right. We got one more.
Okay, good.
How can you physically stand behind your...
Yes, please. More onion soup, please.
Yes, please, riddles.
More hot soup in my face, please.
From the bottom.
Oh, man.
How can you physically stand behind your father while he is standing behind you?
Sex.
Mirrors.
Letters did not like that one.
Mirrors and sex.
Is it mirrors?
No.
How can you physically stand behind your father
while he is standing behind you?
Oh, he's a Force ghost. He's seen the Star Wars. Mm-hmm. He's Obi-Wan.
How can you physically stand behind your father while he is standing behind you?
So is 69 the answer to this? Dab on my haters, Grace.
You have to dab.
What's that?
He's actually dabbing.
I actually had to dab.
What goes down but never comes up? My dad when we're standing back to back. Oh, I just said the answer.
Is that it?
They're standing back to back.
They're standing back to back.
So they're taking a photo for a buddy cop movie.
Oh, or they're measuring height.
No, they're taking a photo for a buddy cop movie. That's
Ooh,
the full
I
wanna answer.
I want to see a scene. So okay. You're a father and son, and by accident, you got cast in a buddy cop movie together, and this is your promo photo day.
And the movie is called By Accident?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. B-Y-E.
Oh, boy, Dad, I'm so excited to be in this movie with you.
Me too.
You're such a youthful dad.
Well, thank you so much, son.
And you said you did acting in high school?
Well, I did a little bit of acting in high school, yeah. I was in Waiting for Doggo, which was a...
Oh, yeah, that terrible remake of Waiting for Godot.
All dog version of Waiting for Godot. Humans play the dogs.
Yeah.
I know that you're a big actor, and I'm just excited at this opportunity. I mean, I know that I went to the audition with you because I was dropping you off, and whatever happened, happened.
I don't know if I'm a big actor, Dad. I mean, I did get
look at my big strong boy.
Walk on
look at
roll
these muscles.
On
Ooh,
Law and Order. Come on, Dad.
You got a walk on roll in Law and Order, now you're getting to a
Well, it was a walk on roll, but I was a dead body.
It's It's more of a lay down role.
Yeah, it's more of a lay down role.
A lay down role? Boy, that sounds like me in an old country buffet.
What?
I lay down on the floor eating rolls.
Dad, I'll buy you dinner.
What's that?
I can afford dinner if you want full dinner.
If you lay on the floor and eat the rolls off the floor, then you don't have to pay.
All right.
Would you buy me dinner?
Let's go over our lines.
Okay.
Freeze! Right, Dad?
That's right, buddy boy. You better freeze.
Cuff him, daddy-o.
Cuff him. I'm going to snuff him. And then I take my gun out and I shoot him right in the little chest there.
Hey, sorry. The funding of the movie has been...
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Anyway, okay. I turn back into a bat. Go away for 100 years. Flap, 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 flap.
Can you put me in a mental institution?
Yep. Oh, my God.
People listen to this podcast, they're like, I think Chicago improv is bad. I think it is past...
And you would be right.
I think it's past its prime. I think it's done.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm one of the worst improvisers they have in this world.
Shall we get to some full-on riddles?
Let's get to some full-on riddles.
Full-on riddles.
Full-on riddles.
Here we go.
And KJ, can you stop doing that voice modulation to our voices?
KJ.
And now we sound like this.
KJ,
always.
We need you to stop modulating our voices.
Yeah, we're trying to have a normal podcast.
KJ, stop our voices.
I swear to God, letters.
The 22nd and 24th presidents of the United States had the same mother and same father, but were not brothers. How so? The 22nd and 24th presidents of the United States had the same mother and the same father, but were not brothers.
Aaron, do you know the answer to this riddle?
Do you?
Yes.
You got a big prez head over here. Became class president.
I
from that
know.
Point on, he just learned about all president stuff.
I can say all the presidents in order.
Really?
Yeah, I have
do
actually
it.
A rap for it.
Do it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
I want to hear it.
George Washington, John Quincy Adams, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Adolf Hitler.
I'm sorry I ever doubted you.
We fell for it. How dare you put John Quincy Adams before John Adams, you motherfucking loser.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Adams.
No.
No.
John Quincy Adams is six.
Madison.
Monroe.
Tyler. Moore.
Oh, the question Brosnan. Wasn't Washington. Name all the presidents.
I'm trying to get to 22 and 24.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison.
Monroe.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I don't know. No. John Quincy Adams. Then it's Jackson.
Yeah. George Washington.
John Quincy Adams. Adolf Hitler. Okay.
What are we thinking?
I know the answer to this.
What is it?
So the 22nd president and the 24th president were both the same person.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you know who?
Theodore Roosevelt?
Nope.
John Tyler Moore?
Nope. It's my favorite Muppet.
Sammy Hagar? Gonzo.
Grover. Grover Cleveland served two terms as president, but they were not consecutive.
Non-consang.
What do you know about Grover Cleveland?
What do I know about Grover Cleveland? Got stuck in a bathtub
so
when his name was
Taft.
So
fat he got stuck into a bathtub.
I love that Taft, the only thing people know about him is that he got stuck in a bathtub.
That's the only thing stupid people know about him.
Is he also the one that got pneumonia during his...
No.
That was the guy from Indiana. Benjamin Harrison.
William Henry
Harrison.
So he died like 23 days in office or something?
George Harrison.
How does Indiana feel about that?
We have like a monument to him and shit. It's so stupid.
Is he sick in the monument? Like, is the statue like
the
is
monument,
there snot coming
the
out?
The monument's
of
open for 23 days out of the year when it closes.
To
morning.
Get some rest. Because yeah. He needs some rest.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin. Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with clarity D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation.
Live clear with clarity D.
We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin clear.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah, people can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see the stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blor.
bort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, no. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Hanson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say,
mm-hmm.
Hanson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Hanson Razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades, just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
Here we go. Here's the next one. A deaf man needed to buy a saw to cut some wood. He went into a hardware store. How did he indicate to the storekeeper that he wanted to buy a saw?
Okay, so I've had to buy a saw before, and...
And I saw you do it.
Aaron?
All right.
Aaron,
stop dancing.
Stop dabbing on my gray Fortnite. So he's deaf. He needs to indicate that he wants to buy a saw.
Mm-hmm.
How does he do it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming you just make the universal motion for saw.
For those at home, JBC is jerking off.
I'm not jerking off. I'm making the universal signal for jerking off, which is not
potato, potato.
You say potato, you're jerking off in public. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Please leave the ball.
Oh my God, I'm making that my ringtone.
Stop it. Stop it.
Please don't make that anyone's ringtone. Yeah, right? Wouldn't he just say like saw? Ooh. Like,
what's your answer?
Wouldn't he just like saw with his hand or something like that? I don't know the fucking
He would not saw with his hand.
Okay.
That is not the correct answer. Good guess.
Okay.
But he would not saw with his hand. Aaron, do you have any guesses?
I don't have a guess, but I'm sorry.
Jim. Oh, would he say, I'm saw-we? Aaron, right?
Aaron? He would build a seesaw right there.
JPC, you're very, very close with him saying, I'm saw-we.
Really? That's mm-hmm. close?
Very hot, blisteringly hot.
Boy. Okay.
Do you want the answer?
Can you write it down on paper?
Yeah. He would say, I would like to buy a saw.
Oh, okay. Because he's deaf.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I understand now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 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 yes.
Says a lot about you, huh?
I guess it kind of does. And that I'm not a very good listener.
I've gotten 2 burps on this show. By the end of 2024, I will have gotten 100,000 burps on this show, mark my words.
2024, 100,000 burps on this show. You got to keep eating those scorpions.
Here we go.
Yes.
Kevin was 20 years old in 1980, but only 15 years old in 1985. How come?
In 1980, he was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
In 15 and 85...
He was 20 years old in 1980, but only 15 years old in 1985.
Oh, we got the Benjamin Button disease.
He's got Benjamin Button disease, also called reverse Jack.
Yes.
He's a time traveler.
explain how you get younger when you time travel?
Don't do it. He's going to try to use it. He's going to try to use it so he can be the millennial like he always says he wants to be. So don't tell him.
Please.
Don't give him the
fucking pleasure.
You got to
let me know.
Don't tell him how to get younger.
I got to go back to 1982 and dab on my grave.
Aaron, young is just for us. Okay?
You're right.
We're the ones
who
are young. We're both the same age, and we're both very young, and it's very 20. It's very 20-ish. Someone called me young man the other day in line at a Potbelly's.
They were mad at you.
You don't know the half of it.
That doesn't make any sense.
They said, young man, stop stealing chips. And I said, I'll never stop stealing chips. Munch, 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 munch. I'm the king of Potbellies.
You don't know the half of it.
It's a living.
Then you got out of the mall.
Yeah, I got out of the mall.
Stop it. 20, get out of the mall.
20 and 80, 15 and 85. Mm-hmm. 15 pounds.
Nope. Kevin was 20 years old in 1980, but only 15 years old in 1985. Here's some hints for you.
Okay.
Was Ben a normal human being?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's not like an Alex Mack human being who turns into a puddle.
Was he born on February 29th? No. So it's not a leap year, even though that still
wouldn't
make
sense. That wouldn't work the math on that.
Yeah. As each year went by, did he get 1 year older? Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Was helpful?
So is 1985, are they referencing the year?
Yes.
And are they referencing the year when they talk about 1980?
Yes. So 1980 and 1985, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like he was in a play called 1985 and 1975 or something like that?
He was in that classic George Orwell play, 1985.
Okay. But yeah, so they're both referencing the year. So
While we think about it, can we see a scene where Aaron and JPC, I'll have you be a married couple.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this is, you've been married for a long time. And Aaron, you've noticed that as you get older, JPC has Benjamin Button disease, and he's gotten younger. And this is where he finally comes clean and also divorces you because... he's now probably in his early 20s.
Yeah, because people don't want to be with older women. Women aren't lovable past 40.
Well, let's make it that Aaron is gradually.
No.
Aaron
I'm
has
ready.
The Benjamin Button
I'm ready.
Disease,
I'm ready.
And I don't get any hate mail. And we take you to the shore that's right outside Aaron's house in Boston.
Are you?
Hold on, Skyler. Dunkus.
Hey, Hoberman.
Hey, man. All right, basketball tomorrow.
Hoberman for life.
You're on.
Where am I going to park my car?
Up your mother's bark.
Hey, honey.
Oh, hey, babe. I'm sorry. Did I wake you up? Holy shit, it's 4 in the morning. My bed.
Are you, and I don't know, are you more of a douchebag than you were yesterday?
What's that?
You look.
Hey, hold on, babe. Smell my fart. Ooh, safety. And I punch you in the arm. I don't know what's up.
Okay, so...
What's up?
You worked for a nonprofit for a long time,
yeah.
And then you quit, and now you're skateboarding and dabbing on Fortnite's graves.
Fortnite's hit its graves, yeah. I'm part-time at Arby's, but only so I can steal.
Yeah, you did so much good for our community, and we were very in love for a long time.
Yeah, I love you so much.
Raised 7 children. So what... So now you're playing video games.
Here it comes.
And you say people should laugh at my jokes more.
Yeah
okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I think it's obvious. I'm a different person now. And I'm becoming more and more of a different person every day. See, the man you married isn't the same man as the man that I am now. Does that make sense?
No, but
you
are the same.
No,
I'm
not.
The same person. You just seem to be getting...
No, I'm not. Younger...
Oh, I was going to say worse.
Worse?
Yeah, I was going to say you've been getting way worse.
Well, I got some news for you. Zip. That's right.
Thank you for unzipping my dress.
It's time to get out of business.
No, thank you.
No. The business is, I want you to wear the suit.
Okay, yeah.
It's a business suit. That's what that colloquialism means. And I have something to show you. Zip.
Okay, you fixed the zip drive on my computer that I didn't know how to fix.
Yeah, I reformatted it. You had a corrupted file in here because you tried to save an incompatible file type.
Mm-hmm.
So I reformatted and I fixed the zip drive. You lost some of the data, but the drive is preserved.
Honey, you used to be sophisticated.
So it's 256 megabytes.
And I've aged like a fine wine. Women get better and better. You are
It's not you, it's me, and I can explain it all right now.
And your,
Zip!
And your facial hairs.
What? Hold on, tell me what I did. Tell me one more thing I did with a zip. Take your time.
You,
take
your time. That's what, yes, we are taking an improv class together. Yes. Zap, honey.
Save.
Stop.
Again, folks, move to Chicago if you want to do improv.
Spend $800,000 to learn how to do it.
Yeah, I spent $600,000.
What do we think?
A discount.
We give you uppie?
Yeah.
Wait. No. What's the riddle? We're doing a riddle now.
Kevin was 20 years old in 1980, but only 15 years old in 1985. Give you uppie?
But only 15 years old? I don't know. Is there like a thing where like he's both ages? Like he's 15 plus some?
I don't know what to tell you, man.
All right. Yeah, I give up. I don't fucking know this answer to this riddle.
Kevin was born in the year 2000 BC. So in 1985 BC, he was 15. In 1980 BC, he was 20. You played yourself.
Yeah.
You played yourself.
Well, you really threw it because no one was named Kevin back then. People's names back then were like Ugg or Jesus.
You know, mm-hmm. Ugg or Jesus. The Kevins okay. and Susies of their time.
Right, well, you got
me. I have to see another scene. This is a scene between Jesus of Nazareth and his best friend from childhood, Ugg. Jesus is now going out to start his mission. And Jesus has to basically tell Ugg that he can't hang out with him anymore. I don't care who's Ugg and who's Jesus.
Oh, hey, buddy. What do you want to do today?
Maybe smash rocks?
Well, Jesus, I really...
Yes!
I really hope...
I mean smash wood. I mean smash nails into wood. Carpentry. Ugh.
Jesus, I thought maybe we'd go to Bethlehem today and like hang out and maybe explore, do some like touristy stuff.
Yeah, I'm over the big city. I kind of like being just you and me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you've been, I mean, okay, I feel like all friends go through this, but it feels like you've gotten like really popular lately.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of people follow me around. Sometimes people come up and their fingers fall off, and then when I touch them, their fingers are still falling off, but no more fall off. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Jesus. All right, smash cut to this is now Mary and Joseph. Jesus has just fallen in the lake and drowned, and now they are trying to groom Ugg as Jesus' replacement to go on and carry his mission on.
As you know, Jesus is no more, and there has to be a Jesus because his mission is very important.
Yes, our son drowned, and we put his dead body in a cave and put big rock in front, and then we smash rock.
Smash rock, smash rock. So you must carry on and fill in his footstep.
Well, what can I do? I have no skills at all. I can just like walk on water and turn water into wine and like unite people and tell people to be kind to each other. I'm constantly cleaning Mary Magdalene's
feet. Hold up. Did you say smash rock?
No.
Oh. Could you smash rock?
Could you smash rock?
And see.
The perfect crime.
The perfect crime. Smash rock.
Smash rock. God is an awesome God. He made from heaven above with
wisdom. The fuck is this?
Power and love. Our God is an awesome God. And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed
faster?
His blood. His return is very close. So you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
My favorite church hymn was a.
You have a favorite church hymn?
I went to church for like 12 years because I was in Catholic school. Which he danced in the morning. Do you know that one?
Where's it go?
He danced in the morning with.
That's an Irish drinking song.
It's basically an Irish drinking song, which is why I loved it so much. I don't remember what the line is, but there's a line that's in that song that is just, it's hard to dance with the devil on your back.
Oh, boy.
We used to get in trouble in church for singing too much. They were like, you are singing in a way that is distracting to church.
Too enthused. Yeah. Well, it depends on what you're singing. Were you singing Slipknot?
Yeah.
Being distracting in church. That's the best. That was my calling for a long time.
Being distracting in church. Mm-hmm. One time I took the Eucharist, even though I wasn't allowed to, because we had a substitute teacher, and she was like, should you be doing that? And I was like, yeah, I'm allowed to do that.
So in your church, there was a Christ who played euchre?
Okay, oh, I'm not going to explain to you why Catholicism is the way at all. Okay, but just know that it is. And just know that the way you're living is in sin.
We got to see a scene.
No, we just did so many.
We got to see a scene.
Two more big bites.
I'm having fun. So we got to have a scene where, Aaron, you are the head of the church, and you have called a meeting with JPC.
Do you know what the head of the Catholic Church is called?
The Pope.
Okay, good stuff.
The Pope?
Well, what's like the head of a... You're a priest.
Okay.
So you're a priest, mm-hmm. and you've called JPC into the confessional booth. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And no, you're making...
The priest doesn't call people.
Hey, you busy?
I've seen some dirty shit about you, and I need you to come in and tell me about it.
Hey, can you get
it.
My office? So the rumor is...
So your understanding is correct. The priest calls me into the confessional booth.
And you have to kind of let JPC know that his singing is disrupting church services, and he has to stop that.
Okay.
And we take you to a church.
Papa, can you hear me?
Okay. Yep. I can hear you. How many days since your last confession?
It's been 1 week since I last confessed.
Okay. And how are you liking services at this congregation?
I don't care. I love him.
Excellent. Well, I just want for you, if do you have anything you'd like to confess to before I jump in with maybe some suggestions?
I was looking kind of dumb with my finger and my thumb in the shape of an L on my forehead.
So that's not a sin. Sin, you know, like jealousy, coveting your neighbor's wife.
She's coming banging on the bathroom.
Okay, well, that's a sin. Me. Okay, you confessed. Oh, wait, but then you said it wasn't you.
She cut me on camera.
Okay, so that's a confession.
Oh, sorry, priest, sorry to barge in. I thought I heard the Fighting Irish theme song. Is there a basketball game happening in your confessional?
No.
Oh, my apologies. Slam.
Da,
da, da, da, da, da. Let the boys blow.
Man, I'm amazed I knew so many songs.
Hey... Aaron and JPC,
mm-hmm.
I got a little puzzle for you.
Yeah.
It's a two-parter.
Okay.
What is glass made out of? Heated. You heat up this and it makes glass.
How the fuck
glass.
Would I know?
Other glass?
Other glass.
Other glass.
It's other glass.
Hotter glass?
Hotter glass.
Cool
and
glass.
What did Rocky Marciano do for a living?
You're starting to piss other me glass. Off. Was he a glass blower?
Glass blowing. We're talking about glass.
Sandbox. It's time for another sandbox.
Yay.
Look at your hands. They're covered in sand. Welcome to the sandbox.
That's actually how I got my name.
Hey, don't ever fucking talk while we're singing this theme song.
Hey, we didn't write you the fucking theme song for you to talk over it, Sandy.
It's good to see you.
It's Sander Wise. How you doing, Sandy?
I'm great. It's good to see you, all of you.
Don't be scared of
some
us.
Some of you more.
Don't be scared just because we're yelling and we're angry.
It's actually, I was at a dinner with my family and I had to go. And they were like, where are you going? And I was like, I have to go record a podcast. And they're like, at this hour?
They're like, not well, you too.
Yeah. I've been sucked in.
For anyone who doesn't know, it's 6 a.m. on a Sunday.
Easter Sunday in England in 1842.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, we're in the past and it's
we're stuck here.
Some
please
bullshit.
Help us.
Yeah. Sandy, we're so happy to have you back in the sandbox. Your segment was one of the most...
Wait, have you been in the sandbox the whole time? Just returned?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You don't bring the sandbox with you. We're stuck here until you come
I'm
back.
I'm hungry.
We're all hungry. We've been in the sand, shitting sand for weeks and weeks. But no, super well received. People loved the sandbox segment. We got tons of positive feedback from it. Most of it from Aaron. Aaron really enjoyed it.
So many people were saying that they lost their minds when I was the answer
because
they could hear me losing their minds, mind.
So I can't wait for an out or a five.
So well, I guess, Sandy, to check in, what's been going on with you?
Oh, well, still doing my thing, making puzzles for...
Sorry, making what?
Oh, in my business, we call them puzzles.
Mm.
Okay. We know them as Puzzy.
Oh, okay.
I know what those are. I don't know what the fuck you just said.
Yeah. Building puzzle games for mostly team building stuff and working on a new escape room with the house, which is going to be opening next year.
Hell yeah.
And a few other secret projects that I'll be able to talk about on the podcast. A couple more episodes. Yeah. Cool.
Right now, in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah,
fun.
I just had to wait till after midnight. It's fine.
Can I ask you a team building question? So, if you had three people who were in a room together because they had to be, and they were absolutely horribly antagonistic to each other all the time, what would you suggest in terms of making that situation better?
Probably improvising scenes.
Spa day.
I don't like music. Spa day.
Okay. Can I just propose
I was making a spa day joke.
Oh, I thought you were making a spa day joke.
We're going to get mic'd up and we're going to go to a spa together.
Oh. I'll do that. And we'll record it.
It'll be a bonus episode.
Hey, Puddle Puddle.
We'll record.
What's in the spa?
Hey, Rubby.
No.
Hey, Masashi.
Hey, Rubby. Let's not do that joke.
Do you have some puzzles and stuff for us?
Mm-hmm. I got some stuff. All right. I got a new game for today. This is there's a website out there called Translation Party, which you enter some text and it translates it to Japanese and then translates it back to English and then back to Japanese, and it keeps going back and forth until it hits equilibrium where the phrase does not change anymore. So what I've done is I've taken a bunch of taglines from movies, put them through the translation
now party. I've seen movies before. These are films, correct?
You're close, yes. It's like a TV show.
Sure.
But not.
At the cinema.
Yeah. And so I'm going to give you the translated versions of them.
Okay.
And you tell me what the original one was and the movie.
Can I ask you, because I'm not sure, is there any fucking way we'll be able to get these?
I think so.
Okay, cool.
I think you'll be able to get a lot of them.
Okay, excellent.
As long as they're not horror movies.
Okay, coming across. There's two left. Some of them are going to be easy. Some of them are probably
super easy.
Really, yeah, even easier.
So they're easy and super easy.
Cool. Okay, here we go. All people are one of the rules of the ring.
The ring. Lord of the Rings.
Mm. Yeah, but you got to give me the tagline too.
One ring to bind them all.
One ring to rule them all.
One ring.
So it's movie and tagline. We have to.
I mean, I think that's to make it interesting.
Oh, you haven't listened to the podcast.
That's the tagline for the podcast.
But it's a plea to ourselves.
Yeah.
Let's make it interesting.
Hey, let's give a shit once while we record.
Okay. Her legs over his knees brought a small town with big business.
Footloose.
Nope.
Her legs over his knees brought a small town
with big business. Yeah.
Denny's. Knees over my leggies.
I love the knees over my leggies because I'm a psychopath.
This movie's from the 90s.
Okay.
Her knees.
Her legs.
It accurately describes with what happens knees. In the movie.
One more time.
Her legs over his knees brought a small town with a big business.
Dirty Dancing. That's the 80s.
Her legs over.
And I also said it.
Oh.
No, it's okay.
I'll give you the tagline.
I think we found a problem.
Con Air.
She brought a small town to its feet and a huge company to its knees.
Evita.
That's the tagline?
That's the actual tagline.
He lives for your problems, he shares
your
ideas.
She brought a small town to its feet and a huge company to its knees?
Aaron Brockovich.
Money.
There you go.
There's the Aaron-related content for the episode.
Yay!
So far, the memory of her thumb before his death must be protected.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
On the money.
Is it Ghost?
Yeah. Before Sam was murdered, he told Molly he'd love and protect her forever.
Adam, do you respect me now?
You're still... Because I said Footloose, and then a minute later you said Footloose? Like a savant at these.
They are, simply because you have a service, they are meant to be like you are.
Simply because you have a cervix,
They are, simply because you have a service, they are meant to be like you are.
This is a debut
movie from a well-known director from the 90s. Let me look it up.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, mid-90s.
Is it about robots? Is it about clones?
No. Like robots, but people.
Oh, what was that? Blood. It's based on a Murakami book? Or what's that called? Oh, boy. Was Keira Knightley in this?
What's Pirates that of the one? Caribbean.
There's a movie that's
on Stranger Tides
where they, in the future, they make clones of you to harvest. If you ever get sick, they can harvest your organs.
Gattaca.
Is it that one?
Is that a spoiler for the movie if I say the movie?
Absolutely.
Okay. I was going to say Moon.
Oh, no.
It's not what that's about, but that's.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Never Let Go.
Never Let Me Go.
That is right. A good movie.
But that wasn't 90s. That was
This
probably.
Is Clerks.
What?
Really?
Yeah, just because they serve you doesn't mean they like you.
Interesting.
Wow. Would you like me to pick more well-known movies?
No, that's Snoochie good. Snoochie Boochie. I was going to say Snoochie Boochies.
Oh, yeah.
More,
yeah.
Please.
Okay, here we go.
it's one of my favorite Jason Mewes movies.
Do you think anybody out there has a cat named Jason Mewes?
Now they will.
I think there are a lot of dead cats named Jason Mewes. That would be an old cat. Because they were unlovable? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Comedy is not an active person.
Whatever movie is about JBC.
Get smart.
This is a documentary about JBC.
Comedy lying down. Person.
Funny
comedy
girl.
Sitting
funny
down
girl,
in a shower.
Funny
That's Aaron.
Funny.
What would you call someone who's not active?
Passive.
Even more.
Lazy.
Stoic.
Even more.
Sloth.
Dead.
Dead.
Yes.
Dead funny. Dead humor.
Dead and love. Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Can you think of any comedies about dead people?
Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Weekend at Bernie's?
Yes, it is. A lively comedy about a guy who isn't. Remember that?
That's a good tagline. I'll give it to whoever wrote that.
It kind of does blow what the movie's going to be about, though.
I don't think it's a spoiler. But he's dead, is it? I don't remember.
At the end of it, you realize that Bernie was dead the whole time. Yeah, it's crazy.
I think at the end of it, they're all the same person.
And Bernie spins a top. Bernie keeps spinning. They spin Bernie like a top.
I wish I had recorded this Lyft conversation that was happening between my share ride partner and the driver today about Fight Club.
I've got it. It's,
it was like the guy was like,
It's right here and play.
He's like, I think in Fight Club they were the same person. Okay. All right. Here we go. Here's some that are quotes instead of taglines.
Okay.
Those pesky tables is a nasty snake area.
Snakes on a plane.
You got it. Snakes on a plane. I want you to know how to quit.
I don't know how to quit you.
Jerry Maguire.
yes, Brokeback Mountain. The Accused takes the dirty, dirty monkey.
The Accused. Oh, Indiana monkey Jones. Bone.
Nope.
The accused takes the dirty, dirty, dirty monkey.
Ape.
Monkey Business. Ape. Dustin checks in.
Gorilla.
Congo.
Ape? Planet of the Apes.
There you go.
Damn it.
Take your paws off me, you
damn dirty
idiot.
Yeah.
All right. Your little dog too hard, I also get.
Wizard of Oz.
Yes, of course.
That's my dream role. When they remake Wizard of Oz,
I can imagine JPC
like
going up to somebody on the street and being like, your little dog too hard.
Jesus Christ. I've said that to a dog before.
Your dream role is Dorothy?
No, the witch.
Really?
And if they ever remake Wizard of Oz, I'd like to be considered.
Let's remake it. Let's do an episode that's all us just reading the script to Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Adel, what's your dream role?
And you were there, too.
Boxing Helena. The box. Regarding Henry. The regard. Love Actually. To be in Love Actually and be the little kid. Liam Neeson's little kid.
That's a good one.
Who bangs on the drums and just fucking slams it and makes the girl who voices Marcella, Vampire Queen on Adventure Time, fall in love with me.
That makes sense.
All right, you want to know a couple more? Couple more.
Nobody asked me what mine is.
I don't have any.
JPC, have you ever said that to a dog?
No. Don't
yours?
Ask me.
No, it's yours.
Crescent. I was gonna say Crescent.
Like the roll?
Crescent roll. You ruined it. I was gonna say Crescent roll. Fuck you. Hey Sandy, we'd love to do another one.
Sure. Well. It's entirely up to you. All right. This is not a word that I know how to pronounce. So I'm just going to try. Rui Kira is to please him. Wet food can be eaten.
Chef.
Great.
You know I would pull Chef out.
Yeah.
It's my go-to.
The best Jon Favreau movie.
This guy's got me scared to death. I don't know.
Repeat it one more time.
Rui Kira is to please him. Wet food can be eaten. There's enough in there.
Wet food can be eaten.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the tagline?
Mm-hmm. This is the tagline.
Kia Ultima.
Wet food can be eaten.
What food can be eaten?
Wet food or what food?
Wet food can
wet
be
food
eaten.
Can be.
What kind of tagline can you think of that might describe
wet food American summer?
Rules about consumption.
The rules of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Raw. A choke.
Chocolate.
Chew.
Chocolate.
Chew it up.
There's three rules to eating chocolate.
Fight Club.
Fight Club.
Is it Fight Club?
No.
Eat.
Fight Club.
It's 80s.
Eat, Pray, Love.
No. Breakfast Club.
No.
Eat Pray Eat.
Hold on.
Dead Stop.
It's about food, I guess.
Dead Stop into a sandbox.
Didn't they eat breakfast?
Eating breakfast.
So it's about, this movie's about eating food?
No, it's just that the tagline references a certain character of the movie.
Rory Curry?
How it, I mean, you.
Oh, it's Silence of the Lambs.
No, that's a good guess, though.
Goonies.
It's not related. You're close.
What was
it's
it?
Not Goonies.
I said Goonies.
But you're close. It's in the same era. It's about a certain character of the movie and when it shouldn't be.
Gremlins.
Fed. Yes. The tagline to Gremlins, don't get him wet, keep him out of bright light, and never feed him after midnight.
Yeah. Ooh. Spooky.
Remember, that's what you would do to a Mogwai, not a Gremlin.
Gremlin.
Yeah.
Here the movie's not named Mogwai.
I'm just reliving the same day over and over.
Gremlins say?
Gremlins say wet?
I'm learning how to play piano.
A gremlin says wet?
Wet.
Put your little gremlin mind in the devil's mouth.
Yes. Then they cannot remember the last day to come will never forget.
Remember the Titans.
Then they cannot remember the last day to come will never forget.
We were soldiers once and young. What was it?
Patriots Day?
No, the tagline has the word remember and forget in it.
Remember the Titans. Forget.
I just.
That day after tomorrow. Dirty Dancing.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Remembering Sarah Marshall.
Mm-hmm. It's remember and forget?
Mm-hmm. The tagline has remember.
Pearl Harbor.
Memento.
Saving Pearl
Is it a war
Harbor.
Movie?
Let me give you the tagline in English. Mm-hmm. Okay. See if that rings any bells. After a night they can't remember comes a day they'll never forget.
Dude, where's my car?
Yes.
Yes.
On the money.
No way.
Of course JPC would get that. What? That's the biggest fucking softball. In all our episodes, I've never seen somebody serve up on a silver platter the most JPC question for him to just scream, dude, where's my car? Because he does that in real life.
As I was saying that, he was reading the tattoo on his arm.
Like Memento.
I think that we are due for a Dude, Where's My Car remake.
Let's do that.
I'd like to play the witch in that.
And I'd like to eat a crescent roll. Okay, yes.
All right, last one.
Last one.
Please wait long to get.
Lost in Translation.
That's it.
Please wait long to get.
Please wait long to get.
Waiting.
It's all there.
Please wait long to get. Please.
Please wait. That's Chef.
Yeah,
please wait
Chef.
Long to get. Anaconda.
Is it Chef?
These have all been Chef.
Damn it, Aaron.
Adel's gonna be mad.
Please, please wait long to get.
I'll give you a hint. The tagline has the word wait and get in it.
Waiting for Godot.
Waiting for get.
Waiting for Guffman.
Please wait, get.
Because it's about waiting and then getting.
The waiting is the hardest part.
13 going on 30.
Annie, get your get gun, but wait.
I'm gonna give you the
It's year. About waiting and then getting.
You got me.
Hurry that wait.
What year?
Swim fan.
I'm gonna say early.
You gonna say early?
Mid-30s. Aughts. So
2005. Oh, it's
the
a future movie.
My favorite movie, The Day After Tomorrow.
All right, 2000. Fever Pitch.
Not even kidding you. It's my favorite.
Is it a romantic
it's
comedy?
It's a. Yeah, for sure. It's a romantic comedy. It stars
Gerard Butler.
Several well known people. It's, I think, the debut.
Clerks.
He's gone on to make a lot more movies.
Snoochie Boochies.
I mean, I could tell you. Who's in it?
Yeah, give me the stars.
Yeah, sweet little taste.
Steve Carell.
Oh, Anchorman.
No.
40-year-old virgin.
That's it.
Oh, he waited and then he got it.
He waited and then he got it.
Does he ever just get to do sex?
The tagline is, the longer you wait, the harder it gets.
And of course yikes.
Nice.
Double entendre. And of course the song to that is Catherine Keener.
Catherine Keener's in this movie.
Are we proud of that?
Yes.
Well, okay, Sandy, thank you for another sandbox.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, what you bring to the table is so much better than everything the internet or all our other sources.
And once again,
I'm going to pack up all this sand now and take it.
Well, no. You leave the sand and we stay here forever. This is our hell.
Come back to this island and send help.
Okay.
Our plane crashed.
And next time, I love that you bring fun games, but maybe potable water and food.
But you won't be able to get the cap off.
Maybe penicillin.
And every time you come, please have something have my name in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like a bar that you've set for yourself right out of the gate that you need to
I can
keep doing.
I can do that.
Thank you.
It's an easy request.
Thank you, Sandy. I'm in. Wait, can you, do you mind asking me about the...
Yeah.
Can I
plug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sandy, before we let you go, what do you got going on? What do you want to tell our listeners?
You can learn all about the Mystery League at mysteryleague.com. And if I haven't died yet, I'm still making puzzles every day on Twitter at PZLR.
And you're skydiving tomorrow.
Right.
Which is why you're saying this.
And once you die, I do get the Twitter and I get to do my puzzles.
Right. So it's either my content or JPC.
So if the puzzle looks like, I got peanut butter on my shoe, how do I get it off? That's probably not a Sandy puzzle.
And don't forget to name your cats Jason Mewes.
And Riddy Kitty.
And
if you have two cats, one of each.
And make a little mouse hat to throw in the air.
The best.
JPC, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, man. So you can probably just find me at the local liquor store getting liquored up and fighting at the door. No, but seriously, though, I don't drink and it's been 6 years. You can find me on Twitter at JPSoFly. You can find me on Instagram at SharkBarkman. That's the only place that you're going to see all of the pictures of my dog Spaghetti. And then I do like some Twitch shows and I'm in about town. I'm always on the stage doing improv. If you're ever in Chicago, come and see a show. Mm-hmm. And now I'll kick it to Aaron.
Follow me at AaronKeefe10 on Instagram, AaronKeefe2 on Twitter, and I'll plug my shows and tell you where to find me there.
And where can we find AaronKeefe3-9?
Oh, up your butt, probably. Damn. Have you checked up your butt?
Well, I'm not going to check out my butt for 7 of you.
Fine, I'll check.
Oh, there you are.
anything to plug?
Seriously, check your butts.
Check your butts in the shower. You can find me on the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern, also Sibling Speculaire. Please check that out. You can also come see World News Tonight, which is a show that JPC, Aaron, and myself all do every Saturday at 8 p.m. and 10:30. Please come see the shows, and please stay after and say hi. We would love to chat to you and maybe give you some sage advice. Also, you can find me at the Publican on Randolph Street. I will be wearing a corduroy jacket and have a white rose. I will have a seat for two. If you are interested, please sit down.
You didn't say a time.
This is just a general interest. This is not like a person that
I will
you've been
order a cheese
with.
Plate. Okay. I hope you are not lactose intolerant. We will have a good night. We might go out again. Let me know. I will see you there.
And you can also follow us, in general, the podcast, at Hey Riddle Riddle on Twitter and Instagram. If you have riddle suggestions, or you just want to talk to us, or you want to tell us that you like the podcast, or if you want to tell us that you hate the podcast and you want us to ignore you, write us on our Gmail, which is at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Find all our merch.
You don't need to put the at sign before the email. Just do hrrpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's, well, that's true.
If you had that at sign, who knows where that goes?
You can do all the emails you want to do. You can look up our Tee Public store and you can buy shirts and gears and stuff there at our Tee Public store.
Real quick, Aaron, when you floated away for a little bit in the episode, where'd you float to?
Jupiter, and it was so cold.
Bye-bye.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adil Rifai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Naboris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.